The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Good day. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Well, I'm happy. What a wonderful time of year it is. Here it is warming up. The days are lovely. They're getting longer. I love it because the surfing is on. At the same time, when the surfing finishes, the cricket comes on. It's a great time of the year. And I hope everybody is thankful and enjoying it. Many of you will have knocked off work now for the year or will be approaching your holiday period. I know that it's an Australian thing to take quite a long break over the Christmas period, but not all that much around the world. But listen, we're going to go through and have a look, a little talk you through of the market because something actually happened last night. Now, I'll be honest, since I got up this morning, I've not been looking at the markets. There's only been one thing that I've been looking at, and that has been the quarterfinals and now the semifinals of the surfing. So for me, I haven't had a look at the market until right now as I walk you through it. Now, I want to talk to you about a few things because things have definitely shot off, right? The market has exploded. Exploded as far as, you know, we haven't seen this sort of buying activity for quite some time now. I mean, I'm talking about Bitcoin up 9.8%. That's pulling back from where it was at its highs. We've got Ethereum sitting there right now at 12.39% up. Bitcoin Cash even up a staggering 12%. The big shining light at the moment, though, has to be said, it's EOS up a massive 24% against the US dollar. Cardano up 12.5%. Stellar Lumen up 14%. NEO up 14%. IOTA 15%. Ripple 12%. And Litecoin 14%. Now, as far as what this means to me, well, it's just a little bit of that divergence starting to play out, really, I think. I don't think there's too much more to it than that at this stage. I mean, it's just one big candle, and it'll be interesting to see if this big candle is met with more buying or if it's completed as a cycle, which we've been seeing a lot lately, back into more selling, because we have seen a lot of that. Whenever there's been a buying opportunity or buying candle, there's been some selling that has been met by that. As far as trading goes, well, look, honestly, if I walk through, say, Bitcoin, have a look at it right now, if I look at the 4-hour, no doubt there is a higher low and a higher high on the 4-hour now. The moving averages are in the correct order. We do have some convergence, and it's probably going to be very likely that the rest of the market looks like that. Ethereum is in the same boat. Bitcoin Cash, not quite. The moving average is not in the correct order. EOS definitely is. I was watching some support on that held, obviously, didn't break down through it, didn't retest, it just took off. Cardano also moving averages in the correct order. Stellar Lumen just probably not one of the more not one of the better moving average spreads. The same on NEO. Look, the moving averages in the correct order. These are all uptrending now on the 4-hour. Same with IOTA and same with Ripple. And finally, Litecoin looking really, really nice there. But I mean, look, bottom line is this: the market has just shot off. It's just run off really, really hard and really, really fast. Now, I'm going to go into my top 100 scan shortly, as soon as I've finished this podcast, really at 9 a.m. And from there, I'll get a better view as to what is actually going on out there as far as, is there going to be much opportunity likely today, or is this just one big shot in the arm, so to speak, for the market? It's a good thing regardless, really. You know, it's good to see some buying activity coming in. We've been met with a lot of doom and gloom recently, a lot of selling, and then followed by consolidations, then followed by more selling. If you consider the run through to, what was it, sort of early November, we've kind of been banging around between that 6,100 and 6,800. Of course, wouldn't that sound wonderful if we're doing that now? It's a long way from there now. But, you know, we were consolidating for quite some time, a good couple of months, then we broke down. Now, for trading, that was great because we got lots of good opportunities. And it was November was, I think it's probable that was the best month of the year for me. December, I haven't taken anything just yet, if my memory is correct. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what goes on here. I'm certainly not suggesting we're going to go into a bull market here. There will be people that suggest that this is the beginning of a bull market. And look, they might be right. But to me, it's one day of buying. It requires little more attention than basically going, oh, that's good. It's about looking at these charts and seeing where the opportunity comes next. Okay, so we'll have to wait and see. I'm hoping that these numbers hold. I'm hoping that we add to these numbers, but time will tell. Don't get over the top. Don't get too excited, but do enjoy your day. Guys, don't forget, get across to tradercob.com/BTC. Get your name and number in there, or name and email, sorry. And let's get you in the draw for $14,000 US of TraderCob prizes. All you got to do is pick the Bitcoin price. Good luck. Have a good day.
The TraderCob Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All TraderCob courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercob.com, because experience matters.